This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed, and the publisher of Audiophile, Michelle Cobb, has been with me this whole week, and she really didn't have a theme this week. It's what she is listening to this summer.
Right. Recommending for this summer.
You like your umbrellas.
I do. Yes, it's true.
Okay. So how are you ending the week, Michelle?
Yearbook by Seth Rogen, read by the author himself, and a full cast.
Oh, and a full cast. That's interesting. So this is the big memoir.
Is it really a memoir? It's more a series of essays and random vignettes, I would call it.
But that goes through his life.
It does, but it's not linear in the same way. It's more on topics. Mm-hmm. And he has a good time reading his own words, as you would expect.
I would think so, yeah.
I can't say he's a technical master of audiobook narration, but he's having a good time, so we're having a good time. And again, I feel like I repeat myself often when I say, with a celebrity title like this, how could you read this with your eyes? You really have to hear them perform. So you've got a lot of performance here, because not just Seth Rogen, but his parents and a huge cast of both recognizable audiobook narrators and celebrities, and the end credits seem to go on forever. I will say, I did have an issue, and I've told the publisher, I want a full cast list so I know who everyone plays.
Yeah, of course. They don't have that. No.
Yes, they don't have that. So not every celebrity that is covered in the audiobook plays themselves. So in the case of Nick Cage, for instance, he's got some very funny stories around him. He was not listed in the cast, so he was actually played by Simon Helberg. But I had to actually go to the publisher and make that request, and she had to look it up.
Oh my God, that is definitely not good. Let me ask you something. And you said his parents?
Yeah, his parents are in it. His family is in it. He has a really lovely connection to his family, and he clearly, mm-hmm. Appreciates them, and they're all there. You know, you've got sound effects, music, and his parents,
Are his parents playing themselves?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Okay.
A lot of people play themselves in this.
Okay. That is really, really interesting.
Now, you should be not surprised, but forewarned, right? Because this book is profane. It's totally gross at times. And there are a lot of references to drugs.
Well, it's Seth Rogen.
Yes. And I was expecting to hear a lot about weed, but I was surprised to enjoy hearing his thoughts on both cocaine and mushrooms as well.
Okay. It's a full experience.
It is.
And I don't have, and honestly, I have no problems with drugs nor cursing, but there's a boy humor that he has that just, it's for me, it's just enough.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think this is an audiobook for everyone, but I did really have fun with it. And one of the reasons I think I did was because I listened to a large portion of it in the car with my husband. So we were hearing each other laugh at different things, which I think enhanced the experience. So
yeah, laughing. It always helps to laugh with somebody. And I have heard him talk about his parents, and he's very funny about them. They seem genuinely eccentric.
Yes, but also it's just lovely. They clearly, he seems like a normal person when you listen to this, even though he's talking about Tom Cruise and celebrities and all these things. He seems down to earth, and I think that's in part because his family has really meant something to him and been a part of his life through this whole crazy celebrity piece, as well as in the beginning, of course.
Well, why don't we hear a little now? What is this part that you are going to share with us?
So this is Seth and his dad, and we've got a few sound effects to round it out.
Okay. This is Yearbook by Seth Rogen, read by Seth Rogen and a full cast.
Vancouver didn't have a ton of terrible snowstorms, but in 1990, the city was walloped. We carpooled to and from school with a few other kids from Richmond, which is a smaller city just outside Vancouver. My dad had dropped us off in the morning, and throughout the day, snow dumped down. By the time he came to get me, my sister, and the Josephsons, there were a few feet of snow on the ground. We piled into my dad's car, and as soon as we saw his face, we were spooked. He looked like he had just driven through some sort of Mad Max-style wasteland to pick us up. He was shook.
All right, buckle tight. It's crazy out there. These stupid drivers don't know how to actually drive in the snow because you have no seasons in this stupid city here. We will make it. Hold on.
Yo, yo, yo. So that's his father.
Yeah.
His father's good.
Yeah. Everyone does a really nice job. You know, as I was talking to one of the producers at Penguin Random House about the title and, you know, giving my 2 cents about I Want to Know Who. I don't think I said to her, you know, really good job pulling out all these performances, but I really should have, because not everyone involved in the cast has ever read an audiobook before. Even when you're a celebrity, reading an audiobook is not necessarily something that you're good at.
No.
And they did a nice job with everyone.
Yeah, and I like the soundscape too. That was good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, that is Yearbook by Seth Rogen, read by Seth Rogen and a full cast. Good way to end the week, Michelle.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joe.
You're welcome, and I'll talk to you next month.
Indeed, we will.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles. Discover titles like The Grandmother Plot by Carolyn B. Cooney and CQ, written and read by Kristen Ratke. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.